defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media. This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate home. Check. In the studio, getting off to just a little bit of a rocky start, but we will press on. It is hour one of the broadcast, June 3rd, 2017. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And tonight, after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to spend the second half of this hour discussing the USS Liberty. And actually, I'm going to play a Dr. William Luther Pierce clip. If you've never heard this from 20 years ago, he really breaks it down way better than I would ever be able to do. We'll be getting into that shortly. I've got some other news, and then hopefully next hour we'll be taking some phone calls. But breaking news, I'm going to read the headlines off of Drudge Report. At least 7 dead, 20 injured, gang of 5 terrorists, heavy gunfire, throats cut. Attacks come just days before general election. London terror rampage. Pedestrians mowed down on bridge. Stabbings at the market. This is for Allah. This is just the headlines now. This is just the headlines coming in off of Drudge. It would appear that on London Bridge, of course in Great Britain, in London, that a group of terrorists driving a van has mowed down at least 20 people. They said they were swerving from side to side and then got out yielding knives and started stabbing the locals there. Now, all this breaking just in the last couple of hours. If you haven't been watching the news, it's on all the websites. So here is the latest terror attack in London. And, you know, it begs the question, how long are people going to continue this ridiculous absurdity of saying what we need is more of the same poison? This has to lend to a nationalist rise. I mean, we're actually seeing the wholesale destruction of Western civilization through this absurd, ridiculous immigration. And look at the results of it. I mean, we've got right now, locally in the county, the neighboring county, they are putting Hispanics in churches and calling it sanctuary cities or sanctuary where, you know, ICE can't come in and arrest the people that they know are obvious lawbreakers. I mean, this is the society in which we live. They are so successfully manipulated by the Jewish-controlled media that they are supporting, they are financing, and they're going along with their very own demise. If you watch the news this past week, everything after the Manchester bombing has been, we will unite, we will overcome, we will not let them divide us. We will continue to take more of the same poison. And this is just the anyone could predict this. This is a perfect example of how a multicultural society reacts. It creates chaos. It is a recipe for destruction. And this is what we're seeing. Think about the families of these people that are mowed down while they're out in public, law-abiding citizens, just run over because they're all their very own sellout traitorous government, their very own sellout traitorous bought and paid for, cucked out government is in bed with the bankers and the Jews to have this open border society that is actually murdering your family members, is actually wholesale destroying it. Raping that we give over. We, yes, Americans as well. Maybe not we as in you specifically, but our society has gave over for our women to be raped by an invasion of hordes from Mexico and to accept this as normal. I mean, for God's sake, just go to any of your local television station's website. If you're in North Carolina, go to some out of Charlotte. If you're in, you know, if you're in Georgia, if you can brace yourself, go and look at the news out of Atlanta and look at the black crime and the epidemic levels. Look at the rape of white women. And of course, now we're seeing it with the areas where they're stupid enough to allow this Muslim invasion. Now, this is all for the destruction of Western civilization. And guess what? It's working perfectly. They're taking down our monuments. They're putting up mosques. And our real enemy isn't the Muslim. Our real enemy is those that work behind the scenes to foster and promote and finance this invasion, which immigration without assimilation is an invasion. Anywhere you look at where these Muslim groups have been supported by the federal government and placed into our society, they don't assimilate. And this is all part of the agenda to destroy America and the white race. And guess what? It's working pretty good. And if you look at what's happening right now in London, unless the white people in Great Britain rise up against these sellout traitors that are wholesale destroying the fabric of their society, that has made their country far less safe, just like in America. Look at the crime rates, the violent crime rates, the black on white crime rates. Look at these cities like Detroit's a perfect example. When Whitey flees and is finally given over for the blacks to control, look at it. It's a cesspool. It is so violent that it's practically uninhabitable. It's so violent. And this is the result. This is the recipe. And we're seeing it played out now on a global scale. The media manipulators, these banksters, they've got Germany on its knees. They've got Great Britain on its knees. They've got France on their knees. They've got them so cucked out till they're ashamed to stand up for their own race. They would prefer to see the demise of their own civilization than be labeled a racist. They would rather give over their daughters raped by Muslims or God knows what, than to stand up for their very own rights, for their children and their grandchildren. I mean, what the hell have we come to when our society is such a bunch of pussies that they won't stand up and fight for their very own offspring, for their very own race because they're scared of being labeled in the media as a racist or by their fellow man or whatever. And you're seeing the wholesale destruction of our society. They took down the monument. You know, I know there's protests there, but for the most part, sadly, the majority of the people are either completely unaware of what's going on, or they've just heard bits and pieces, so they're confused as to what's really going on. They don't have the time to connect all the dots. They a lot of people don't have the will to put any effort into looking into what's actually going on. And we are seeing the handwriting on the wall, the demographic changes that are coming. We're allowing Muslims to move into this country, and then guess what? They're suing. Now, this is a Breitbart news story. It's coming in from the Daily Stormer. Just listen to this. A Muslim man has sued, yeah, that's past tense, the pizza chain Little Caesars for $100 million in Michigan after he claims the pizza restaurant served him pork-based pepperoni despite his ordering halal, I guess I'm pronouncing that right, pepperoni under Islamic law. Muhammad Bazi, a Dearborn, yes, a Dearborn, Michigan, ordered the halal pizza two times from Little Caesars, but says the restaurant served him the regular pepperoni instead. The class action lawsuit was filed in Wayne County. Circuit Court claims the restaurant violated a Michigan law called the Wayne County Halal and Kosher Anti-Fraud and Truth in Labeling Ordinance. That may be some Andrew Anglin humor there. But it goes on to say that the Detroit Press reports that they settled out of court for $700,000. So you come here as a refugee, the country and all the bleeding heart groups put you up in a place to live and pays your bills, and you hopefully get on disability as since all these social justice warriors are working for it so diligently. And then at your first opportunity, you sue a local establishment for not selling you some kind of a kosher diet that you require under your religion. You know, it sounds insane, but these schools in these areas are serving two lunches. Yeah, Dearborn, Michigan, they're serving two lunches. They're serving one for the American students and another one that fits the religious traditions of the Muslims. And the other thing that I've had no one explain this to me, they have said they're allowing these Muslim men to come and have multiple wives. But look how much we, oppose that with regards to the Mormons. You know, I know that was a long time ago, but still, everything's out the window now because of political correctness and the desire and the demand to destroy white civilization supersedes any and all common sense or logic. That's where we're at today, and just one look at drudgereport.com should tell anyone that's listening that our country, the United States of America, Canada, Great Britain, Germany, France, and probably a whole host of other countries that I'm leaving unnamed, are completely run, controlled, and manipulated by the Jews that control the media, control the banking system, and control our bought and paid for sellout trader politicians. Otherwise, no way in a million years would you read headlines like this where the government is actually facilitating the destruction of their own native population and getting by with it with very little outcry. And especially in those countries, you know, dissent, if you up and decide to dissent, well, you know, you can be put in prison like Jonathan Bonehill and a whole list of others that we've covered in on this broadcast and many other broadcasts. Witnesses say saw people who appeared to have throats cut on London Bridge. So, you know, you're out in Great Britain. Maybe you want to go see the London Bridge. Maybe you're a tourist. Well, get ready for the Allah Akbar If they don't mow you down, they jump out stabbing you in the streets, killing you. And it's all because of their desire is greater to destroy white civilization than to stand up for their own native population. I think we're going to start to see, this is no condoning violence in any way, but I think we're going to start seeing, if this continues, and obviously it is, we're going to, at some point in time, I can't really believe it hadn't happened already, but at some point in time, we're going to start to see some part of pushback or backlash, in violence. It's just a matter of time. It's going to come. The people, at some point, are not going to just continue, hopefully. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But in my mind, at some point in time, there's going to have to become a pushback, even in those nations, rather than just watching their entire society slowly disintegrate. But, you know, the flip side of that is you could argue, if you look at these videos like of Paris, where they're just riding down the street, you know, looking at all of the trash and the brown people that's come hoarding in, they've allowed. It makes you wonder, really, will they ever, or will they just take it? Will they just be slowly genocided and maybe actually, you know, continue to finance it and a whole bunch of social justice warrior turncoats go along with it? I don't know. It boggles my mind because what we are seeing the white populations tolerate throughout Europe and, of course, here in America as well. I mean, we're watching our Southern heritage just evaporate before our eyes. They're taking down our monuments. It's just like Kevin Alfred Strom said last week, they're going to be moving to taking down, anyone that owned slaves. It'll move from Confederate Southern heritage and members of the Confederate Army to anyone that owned slaves, and we're going to be seeing that. I think it's probably right around the corner, you know? I mean, why not? Why do they take candy from a baby? Because the baby's an easy victim, just gives it up, and that's what they're doing here. They're taking candy from a baby. The white race is not organized. It's not mobilized. It is too much of a pacifist group right now. They've not had enough. That we've not had enough of the poison. We've got to take more poison. I can just imagine when you seen this, what's unfolded in London, I can just imagine like Don Black saying, well, you know, they need more of it. They've not had enough. You know, I can just hear him saying that. But it's the truth. That's the truth. And then the media is going to come on after this heinous activity, and they're going to say, it will not divide us. We're going to have, they need to have another concert, or maybe that same bunch of talentless wonders they've lined up can stay and do too. I think they've got Justin Bieber. I think they're parading out No Talent Miley Cyrus. They can have the No Talent Fest, thrill show that lasts a week or two. But that's what they will do, and it will work because the people succumb to this type of propaganda so easily. If you look at it, they actually have, what do? They have the candlelight vigil. They get everyone marching around. They put the flowers somewhere. The people feel like they're doing something when in reality, sadly, they're not doing a damn thing to change Jack. We should be coming up on the break. Are we at break? Maybe not yet. Now we're coming up on the break. Now we're coming up on the break. We'll be back in a moment to listen to the Alternative Media with Fear. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I was checking the archives is up at RBN. If you didn't hear the first hour last week, or if you'd like to email it to a friend or whatever, I thought the interview last week with Kevin Alfred Strom was really strong. I mean, you want to talk about someone that just lays it straight out. And he does a podcast each week. I haven't had time to listen to it. It's released each Saturday. After the next break, I'm going to play because we're close to the anniversary. It's June 8th of the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty. And I was going to run down through it, but I thought, you know, this will be better. So I'm going to play that after the next break. I just wanted to comment a little bit on what we're seeing in London simultaneously with the entire media in America. For the most part, you've got, you know, maybe a few in the mainstream that counter the talking point narrative that the mainstream media has to continue our destruction. You know, if someone would have said prior to this all happened, would have told us this was going to happen, I could just imagine how everyone would have reacted. Oh, no, that never. What are you talking about? Germany flooded out with Syrians and Nigerians. Never happened. Our government would be bringing them here. And I've got a story I want to try to get into next hour. The U.S. has admitted 46,371 refugees so far in 2017. Now, that's up 19%, and I've got this, the story, and again, newobserveronline.com. This was a CNSnews.com story, I'm sorry. But even under Trump, which, you know, is really not of any surprise to me, and also I wanted to make mention that while discussing this London thing, Donald Trump on RT.com is carrying the story. He actually tweeted out after this London event, we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. So Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is actually saying we need the courts to give us back our rights. No, Donald Trump, you need to have these traitors arrested and tried. You need to take these courts back. You need to get our rights back from these courts. Yeah, you've got it right. They've took it, but they have no legal means to do so that I can find. So why are you, Donald Trump, allowing this? I mean, who would have thought that the President of the United States could not limit travel to this country from any country in the world he so deemed fit, and that any court could prevent that? Plus, these judges you've never heard of, Oriental and everything else, preventing the President of the United States from being able to secure the country as he sees fit, these appointed, non-elected judges. I mean, I couldn't imagine myself being president standing for that BS, so why is he doing it? I don't understand, but at least reading that tweet, you understand that he understands what's actually happening, but yet he's not doing it. He's waiting, and they said on the news this evening, it's going to be the fall before the Supreme Court takes up this travel ban, so we're going to piss away another 6 months of, apparently, according to this CNS news story, all the while allowing tens of thousands of refugees to continue pouring into this country, while at the same time we look at the news that's happening right now, and these people are coming to kill us, to destroy us, to rape our women, to create havoc, to drain off the system, and to generally just cause chaos in this multicultural hell that they have devised here for humanity in America. But where's the outcry? Why do the people accept this so well? Why do they feel the need to try to blend in to a society? And in this, I'm only talking about the multicultural aspect of the diverse races. I'm not even touching on the aspect of how the media has glorified, condoned, and really thrown just fuel on the fire of homosexuality. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. We'll come back. We're going to be hearing from Dr. William Luther Pierce 20 years ago. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media there in the studio, and I've got a clip here. Bear in mind, this is 20 years ago. This is 30 years after the USS Liberty. This is Dr. William Luther Pierce. We're going to play this in its entirety, which will take right to the next break. So let's go ahead and play that.
This is American Dissident Voices.
Hello. June 8th, 1967. Is a day which will live in infamy. On this day, an American Navy vessel, the USS Liberty, was deliberately attacked in international waters by the armed forces of Israel in a treacherous attempt to sink the ship and kill everyone aboard it. The Liberty was an electronic intelligence gathering vessel, and it had been sent to the Eastern Mediterranean to monitor radio communications. Israel had launched its latest land-grabbing war against its neighbors just 4 days earlier, and the U.S. government was curious as to what its Jewish ally was up to. The Jews, on the other hand, were quite determined that the United States not learn what they were doing. The Jewish plan was to grab as much Arab land as possible before the United States could figure out what was going on and begin insisting that Israel halt its latest aggression. The Jews didn't want the United States, their principal source of military, economic, and diplomatic support, to tell them to cool it until they had achieved all of their objectives. And so it was important to the Jewish warlords to keep the American military in the dark for a few more days. Early on the morning of June 8, 1967, the Liberty was just over 12 miles off the Egyptian coast in international waters and in sight of the Egyptian town of El Arish, monitoring radio signals and flying a large American flag. Jewish forces had occupied El Arish 2 days earlier, and the Israeli army was involved in killing a large number of Egyptian prisoners of war that very morning. Groups of Egyptian prisoners were marched into the desert, made to dig their graves, and then were shot by their Jewish captors. American personnel on the Liberty would not have been able to see these atrocities from more than 12 miles away, but they were intercepting Israeli radio communications discussing local operations. Of much more serious concern to the Jews was the interception by the Liberty of radio communications concerning their strategic military intentions, specifically their planned invasion of Syria. Just after dawn, a twin-engine propeller-driven Israeli reconnaissance plane flew out from the coast and slowly circled the Liberty 3 times. A little before 9 a.m., an Israeli jet fighter flew out and circled the Liberty. Throughout the morning and early afternoon, the Jews sent one aircraft after another out to circle the Liberty. Some of these aircraft flew so low that the crew members aboard the Liberty could see the faces of the pilots. The Jews were keeping the Liberty under very close observation and seemed to be concerned about the presence of the eavesdropper. The Israelis finally decided to get rid of this threat to the secrecy of their military operations. At 2 p.m., several Israeli jet fighters streaked out from the coast and, without warning, began raking the Liberty from stem to stern with rockets, 30-millimeter cannon fire, and napalm. A number of Americans on the bridge and deck of the Liberty were killed immediately. The Jewish aircraft made pass after pass over the ship, pouring their fire into the helpless, slow-moving American target, riddling it from stem to stern with explosive ordnance and leaving it looking like a floating piece of Swiss cheese. The hull and superstructure of the Liberty had 821 holes larger than a man's fist from the rocket and cannon fire. Among other things, the Jewish air attacks had shot away the Liberty's radio antennas and wrecked the radio room. As soon as the Israeli jets had exhausted their munitions and flown off, the crew immediately ran up another American flag to replace the one the Jews had shot away. The new flag was an oversized one, 7 feet high and 13 feet long. Then, while the crew was fighting fires started by the aerial napalm attacks and attempting to tend to the wounded and dying men on the deck, 3 Israeli torpedo boats appeared and began raking the decks of the Liberty with 20-millimeter and 40-millimeter automatic cannon fire. The Liberty's life rafts in the water were machine-gunned by the Israelis. Then a torpedo from one of the torpedo boats struck the ship, tearing a large hole in its side below the waterline and killing 22 more crew members. Just before the torpedo struck, the Liberty's radio men had managed to rig an emergency antenna and get an auxiliary transmitter working. Throughout the attack, the Jews were using radio jamming equipment in an attempt to drown out any radio message from the Liberty. Nevertheless, the Liberty managed to get off one radio message to the U.S. 6th Fleet, reporting the attack and calling for help. The 6th Fleet to the west in the Mediterranean responded with a message that help was being sent. The U.S. aircraft carriers America and Saratoga launched jets which sped toward the Liberty. As soon as the Jews realized that the 6th Fleet had received the Liberty's signal, the attacks were halted. the clear intention of the Jews had been to disable the ship's radio communications and then sink it before a radio message could be sent. Any survivors in the water then would have been killed by the Jews. No one would be able to prove the Jews had done it, and it could be blamed on the Egyptians. As soon as the Jews understood that their scheme had failed, they shifted from the military to the diplomatic mode. The murderous assault on the USS Liberty had been a mistake, the Jews claimed. They had thought the ship was Egyptian, they told their media friends and their bought politicians in Washington. President Lyndon Johnson didn't even wait for this excuse from the Jews. As soon as he was given word that an American Navy vessel had been attacked by the Israelis and that the U.S. Sixth Fleet was sending help, he ordered that the help be recalled. He was terrified that the U.S. aircraft would inflict casualties on the Jews attacking the Liberty, and the Jews would blame him. If the Jewish attack on the Liberty became a public incident involving conflict between the United States and Israel, Johnson would be forced to take the American side and might be regarded as anti-Israel, which would turn America's Jews against him. So he sent an emergency message to the Sixth Fleet, ordering that the American jets flying to the relief of the Liberty be recalled and that no further assistance be given. Perhaps the stricken ship would sink and the whole matter could be hushed up. But the USS Liberty did not sink, much to the embarrassment of the Jews and their collaborators. The survivors among the crew even managed to get the ship's engines running again, and the Liberty limped out to sea, eventually rendezvousing the next day with an American destroyer, the USS Davis. The wounded crewmen, 171 of them, were airlifted off the ship. Many of the dead, 34 of them, could not be recovered from the interior of the ship until it had reached port in Malta. Even while the wounded crewmen were in a naval hospital, they were given strict orders not to tell anyone, not even members of their own families, about the Jewish attack on their ship. The U.S. Navy went through the formalities of holding a court of inquiry, but it was a complete sham. No Israelis were even questioned during the inquiry, and the U.S. government meekly accepted the Jews' explanation that the attack on the Liberty had been a mistake. The news media were indecently silent about the whole affair. The obvious concern of the Jews and their sympathizers in the United States was not that an American ship had been attacked treacherously and 34 Americans killed. Their concern was only to keep Israel from being blamed for the attack. And the politicians were all too eager to go along with the Jews. The members of Liberty's crew who had been wounded during the Israeli attack asked for damages from the Israeli government. The Israelis refused to pay, and it was necessary for the wounded crewmen to hire attorneys and file suit. When the Israelis did eventually pay nearly 2 years later, attorney's fees ate up most of the payment. The commanding officer of the Liberty during the Israeli attack was Captain William McGonigal. Though severely wounded during the attack, he remained at his post throughout and behaved in a heroic manner. A year after the attack, Captain McGonigal was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for his heroism. But so desperate was President Lyndon Johnson to avoid offending the Jews that he refused to present the medal himself, as always has been customary. Instead of receiving his Medal of Honor from the President in the customary White House ceremony, McGonigal was quietly given the medal by the Secretary of the Navy at the Washington Navy Yard, so as to attract the least possible public attention. The citation accompanying the medal, which customarily describes in detail the action for which the medal is being awarded, carefully omitted any mention of Israel. The Washington Post did not even report the award. One of the Liberty's officers, Lieutenant James Ennis, wrote a detailed account of the Jewish attack on his ship and its aftermath. And his account was published in 1979 as a book under the title Assault on the Liberty. The Jews immediately began a campaign to keep the book out of bookstores and to keep reviews of the book out of newspapers. This campaign was much like the one the Jews have been conducting against one of my books, The Turner Diaries. Ennis reports that whenever a bookstore would stock his book, the local Jews would begin complaining to the store owner that the book is anti-Israel and is, quote, offensive to Jewish people everywhere, close quote. The Jews have been generally successful in keeping the book out of the hands of the public, and it is now out of print and generally unavailable. To his credit, Lieutenant Ennis has kept the truth about the Jewish attempt to sink the Liberty alive for 30 years in the face of a concerted effort by the controlled media, the Jewish establishment, and the U.S. government, including the U.S. Navy, to kill this truth. In return for his efforts, the Jews and their collaborators have been calling Ennis an anti-Semite, a neo-Nazi, a professional Jew hater, and lots of things that are too crude for me to repeat on the air. Among these collaborators of the Jews attacking Ennis are individuals claiming to be veterans and patriots, but it is clear where their allegiance really lies. Ennis always has declined to respond in kind to these attacks and has been unfailingly polite. We might fault him for failing to draw some general conclusions about the Jews and for continuing to maintain that he is not anti-Jewish. But let us instead credit him for standing up for the truth in his own way against the almost unbelievably intense barrage of hatred that has been directed against him. What should be shocking and disgusting to every American, what should outrage us all, is not the lies of the Jews or their attacks on Lieutenant Ennis. We expect that sort of behavior from the Jews. But rather, we should be outraged by the collaboration of the U.S. government with the Jews. During the attack on the Liberty, when it was calling for help and was in danger of being sunk, President Lyndon Johnson recalled the U.S. aircraft that were rushing to assist the Liberty. He was more concerned about not offending the Jews in the United States than he was about his responsibility as Commander-in-Chief of America's Armed Forces. And Johnson's recall of these American jets cannot be explained away as a mix-up or a misunderstanding in the heat of the moment. This action of Johnson's was deliberate. It was consistent with his behavior in every instance involving the Liberty. Johnson even checked with the Israeli ambassador a year after the attack to see if the government of Israel had any objection to Captain McGonagall's receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor. And then he refused to present the medal himself. That sort of behavior goes beyond outrageous, even for a Democratic politician. It is nothing but the basest treason. Treason! Treason! Now do you understand why we have a piece of filth like Bill Clinton in the White House? We had a piece of filth in the White House 30 years ago. It is the system itself which is filthy, and so it should be no surprise when filthy individuals rise to the top of it. One of these days, we have to change the system itself radically, but that will take a full-scale revolution. What we must do until then is make ourselves heard. What we must do is raise our voices. The reason that Israel is able to lead America around by the nose is that the Jews, through their control of the news and entertainment media in America, have the only effective voice, the only voice that the damnable politicians respond to. Lyndon Johnson didn't betray the men of the Liberty because he loved Jews. Nobody loves Jews. They are the most unlovable race on this earth. Johnson behaved as he did because he feared the Jews, and he feared them because he knew that they control the political process in this country through their control of the media.
We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, and right there, but I'm not sure how many years ago it was. I got into really watching the all the videos that were by Dr. William Lucas, and there's one. If anyone has it, if anyone out there listening has a collection or whatever, there's one called My World is Getting Darker, and I can't seem to find that one anymore. I'm sure they're probably disappearing as we speak, but if anyone has that, email it to the alternative media at yahoo com, but that was 20 years ago. And of course, things have changed in 20 years. Now we've got all kinds of various mediums for media, just like RBN. And, you know, that's one of the things that makes RBN special. You can listen to this type of broadcast. We've got Twitter and Facebook and the internet available where we can bypass the mainstream media. I mean, you know, Trump's making a perfect example out of how he bypasses them with using Twitter. But at the same time, with that said, it amazes me how many people don't know anything about the story of the USS Liberty. Now, if you go to NATALL, that's NATALL.com, and you go to their click on their menu, and then they have downloadable brochures. They have a great one you can print off. You know, you can print 1, 2, 10, whatever, about the USS Liberty. Great to hand people that you would like to share this information with, because if you want to deal with anyone that argues that the mainstream media is not controlled, man, this blows them out of the water. If you have to argue or debate with someone that says Israel doesn't have that type of control over our government, this story blows them out of the water. If you have to debate with someone that says the Jews are not in control, they're not behind this conspiracy, this story completely blows their argument out of the water. It's got it all. I mean, so does 9/11, but this one maybe even more so, as far as you can't dispute it in any kind of way, has got it all. But yet, you know, I've said it before, even people that was in the military at the time did not know about this event that took place. So also, Michael Rivera's got a whatreallyhappened.com has got a great article, cover up alleged and probe of USS Liberty. I'm not going to go into it for the sake of time. You can go there and read it, but it really kind of takes up the next 20 years from where Dr. William Luther Pierce left off with that video. So if we have time, we'll get into that. But next hour, I'm going to run down just a little bit of news, and then I'm going to be taking some phone calls. But you didn't see this in the news this week. Former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert faces new charges of sodomizing a boy. So Dennis Hastert, you know, he was Speaker of the House. He was one of the most powerful people in Washington. Now, another former high school gym teacher, we'll talk about it after the top of the hour. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption.